Heather, you're the South Durham and Cleveland Netball Development Officer.
That's correct, yes.
Let's just start by looking at what that actually involves and the kind of area that you cover.
My job is to develop grassroots participation for netball across the whole of this region. My region encompasses Hartlepool, Stockton, Middlesbrough, Darlington, Redcar and Cleveland, so quite a large area.
And I mean, we're lucky enough to have plenty of established teams in the area. Grangetown, Oatsway, yes. Classics off the top of my head.
Yep. Loads of teams spread right the way across the whole of the area. But it's all about getting more participation, more women involved in sport, because it's good for your fitness, health, and also it's a really, really social sport.
And we've had recent events like Netball Europe at Sports Central.
Yes.
How important were attracting events like that to the region and getting people more aware of the sport?
Really, really important, because we don't get an awful lot of stuff like that in the Northeast. So for us to get a really big programme like that at Newcastle was superb. I worked at the venue and I went to the events personally and it was superb. We had really, really good coverage and really good support from the whole of the region. It was excellent. You don't get to see players of that quality here, apart from the Super League, that often, and it was really good, really good.
And I mean, we can benefit and look at the success of Leah Kennedy, for example. She started at Oatsway. She got the first England cap,
yes,
at that game, and now she's got one of the central contracts, massive for the area.
Absolutely superb for the area, and superb for England netball, because we are only 30% self-funded. 70% of our funding comes from Sport England. So to be able to now allow 20 players to be nationally sponsored and employed as professional players for our sport is just phenomenal.
And things are looking positive at the moment for the sport nationally. How about BBCT's area as well?
Really good. There's an awful lot of stuff that's going on. There's a lot of different teams that are doing really, really well. We've got competitive leagues, Cleveland League in Middlesbrough. We have a summer league playing in Stockton. We have a summer league and a winter league in Darlington. There's a lot of other programmes, new programmes that are being launched at the minute. One of our biggest programmes for England netball is something called Walking Netball. That is currently in its pilot phase. So they've picked 29 different areas where they are going to pilot that particular scheme. That's ongoing at the minute to try to introduce women of the ages of sort of 55 and above, or people perhaps who are younger who've had injuries and can no longer play the full game, to get them to come and get involved in the walking netball sport.
Yeah, and the walking netball as well, it was showcased at the Copper Box as well, so it's increasing the awareness of that.
Absolutely.
I noticed that we're going to be getting some walking netball sessions locally as well.
Yes, we do. We were lucky, of those 29 pilots, two of them have actually come into our region. So in Hartlepool, there's two sessions running there. They're at the Headlands Leisure Centre in Hartlepool on Mondays from 1 till 2 p.m. And also at the Millhouse Leisure Centre in Hartlepool, and that's on a Wednesday from 5:15 to 6 p.m. And then the other session that we have is just starting up in Eastbourne Sports Centre in Darlington, and that's on a Tuesday from 1:30 till 2:30 p.m.
Netball Now is another option.
What
can you tell us about that area of the game?
So we tend to find we get a big drop-off of netball over the summer. So one of the programmes that England Netball introduced was Netball Now. It's a pay-and-play system, so they can just pay when they want to, just turn up, play. There's no commitment. It's not a match that is scored. It's just coming to have a little bit of exercise and a runabout over the summer while your leagues perhaps are not playing. And it also gives people who want to come back into the sport, I'll just give that a go and come along and have a run around. So no coaching, just a bit of fun, a bit of social.
England Netball UK website will have all the information on those.
Yeah, if you go onto the England Netball website, then we've got what we call a session finder. So depending on what particular programme it is you're looking for, you click on the Netball Now, put in your postcode, and it will give you all of the activities that are going on within 25 miles of your location. So be easy to find somewhere, whether you live in this part of the Northeast or wherever you lived in the Northeast, you can find it on there.
And regionally next month, there's a camp taking place in Benton?
That's right, yeah. We run netball youth camps across the whole of the UK. We've got one at Benton, and that is on the 25th and 27th, from the 25th to the 27th of July 2016. It's for 11 to 16-year-old girls. It's a regional event. We'll have local coaches, that are drafted in, normally England netball staff, and there will also be an England netball player that will be present at that event.
And how can we find out more about what's going on? Have you yourselves got Facebook and Twitter we could find out more information?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a North East website, which is north.east@englandnetball.co.uk. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. We've got the North East Facebook page. We've also got one for South Durham and Cleveland. So if you pop in South Durham and Cleveland Netball, that'll come up. And also we've got South Durham and Cleveland Twitter page, which keeps you up to date with all the things that are going on across the region.
That's brilliant, Heather. We'll speak to you in a few weeks to find out about August and September events.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.